Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know the irony is here, too? Last year, who played quarterback for Minnesota? Sam Darnold. How's he doing? Pretty well. Who was his backup the second half of the season? Daniel Jones. How's he doing?
Doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Probably the story of the year.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Did you know Daniel Jones played quarterback at Duke? Allegedly. Sam Darnold was at USC. Let me tell you about that Rose Bowl that Sam Darnold and USC played against Saquon Barkley in Penn State.
Great game.
Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit with the call last night on Amazon Prime. Colin Wilson joins us in 20 minutes. MLB Hall of Famer Tom Glavine next hour as well. Femi joins me in a moment, but we got to tell you, dear listener and dear viewer, college football coming up tomorrow. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts and check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, and on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. My pal Femi Abebefe is with me. Femi, like Scarface said in Half Baked, you believe Kevin O'Connell? You believe him about J.J. McCarthy's ankle?
I believe him. I think you need to take off the tinfoil cap. I don't think there's a conspiracy going on here. J.J. McCarthy's injured. Like, that's why he has not been practicing. He is injured. And with this little mini bye week, my guess is that we will see J.J. McCarthy on Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Like, to me, the benching logic doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up for me. Because
hey,
if
have
he
you
were
ever
benched,
heard of an ankle sprain keeping a quarterback out 6 weeks?
Okay, but if he was like benched, ever. Why is he QB3? Why is he QB3 and not QB? Was he benched also for Max Brosmer?
I'm being serious. You are a gigantic football fan. Gigantic.
Correct.
And you've been working in the media for, so like, you are as close to the sport as anybody is. Have you ever heard of an NFL quarterback missing 6 weeks with an ankle sprain? Ever? Or ever close to it?
6 weeks is a long time.
So that doesn't strike you as weird.
But they said it was 2 to 6 weeks. That's what they said.
But what I'm saying is that they made it up. Is that it's made up. It doesn't exist.
I didn't look at the x-ray. I'm not a doctor.
You don't need to look at the x-rays is my point. Like, you just said it. You've never heard of this before. So this is a medical case we've never seen in the history of the NFL?
I mean, I didn't see his MRI. But, like, my thing is that, so why is he QB3 then? Like, if you were going to bench him, why not make him QB2 and say, okay, like, JJ needs to sit down. We want to have him look at this thing, but he's going to be our backup quarterback and Carson Wentz is going to be the QB. Why is he QB3? Like, what's the QB3 thing? Maybe they think
Brosmer gives them a better chance to win.
I mean, if that's where we're at. Do you have to believe.
You don't think that's the case, and you might be right. Do you think that there's a possibility that that's the case? Is it a non-zero chance that they think Max Brosmer is better than J.J. McCarthy based on the evidence that we have before us?
I don't think that's the case. No, I don't think it is.
Is it non-zero?
I don't think they think Brosmer's better.
Do you think it's 0% or do you think it's non-zero?
I think it's 0%. I don't think they think Max... Otherwise, they would have played Max Brosmer already. They would not have been playing Carson Wentz when they know that Carson Wentz can't play. Like, Wentz has been bad in all five of these games. He hasn't been good. That's a lot of track record to just say, you know what? Let's pull the plug on Wentz because we're still trying to win football games. Let's put Max Brosmer in. But they're not putting Max Brosmer in because they know that Max Brosmer is not the future.
They're also like, not putting J.J. McCarthy in.
Because J.J. is also injured with an ankle injury.
Come on. That's why.
Like, I don't think like that this needs to be like 40 checks.
He's practiced like the last 3 weeks. He can't play.
Same with Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's also been practicing.
Brock Purdy
he's also
has
not
turf
playing.
Toe. Like, J.J. McCarthy has a sprained ankle. The injuries are not the same.
But Brock Purdy's also the emergency QB, just like J.J. McCarthy is as QB3, because, yes, in the case of an emergency, those guys can go out there and play. But we know they're not actually ready to play because they haven't been practicing because they've been limited every week at practice.
Have you ever heard of a six-week injury for a quarterback with an ankle sprain? Have you ever heard of that? Like, and then the second part will be, have you heard of a quarterback missing a lot of time with turf toe?
I have not heard of a 6 week ankle injury for a quarterback, but it's also a high ankle sprain. Like, it doesn't mean it's not possible. It means it's impossible that J.J. McCarthy must have returned in 3 to 4 weeks.
Yes,
even though they
correct.
Said it was a 2 to 6 week injury.
Correct. Correct. Like, yes, I am insinuating that they are fudging this. Correct.
I don't think that. So I guess next Sunday, let's say they start J.J. McCarthy. Then what was this entire five-week stretch? They just thought, oh, now he's ready against the Detroit Lions. Now he's ready to play. Like the logic doesn't hold up there. It doesn't.
Well, I mean, they can't be playing Carson. If Wentz may not be healthy enough to play.
We're literally throwing you to the Lions, maybe the best team in the conference. Good luck, JJ.
At some point, you got to play him.
I think
they backed themselves into a corner here. What you are saying is basically like everything we know about medicine and injuries. Like, he's broken the mold. Like, this is the injury that a quarterback's up that he can't play for 6 weeks on an ankle sprain. Come on.
I mean, do they want him to maybe get a full week of practice? Probably, yeah. Let's say, could JJ have physically played last night? I'm assuming yes. He probably could have physically. Just like how Brock Purdy could have physically.
This is some wussy stuff like, here. And the word that I want to use starts with a different letter. Like, come on, this is the National Football League.
He's also a young quarterback who has not been practicing until the last 2 weeks.
Come on.
I actually think this makes sense.
This passes the smell test for you?
To me, it does. Because the alternative is what we've been seeing over the last 5 weeks, and there's no way they're signing up for that. That's the alternative.
Unless they think he's worse.
But they can't think. They need to know because of the economics of the position. They have to make a decision on him after next season. They can't afford to just throw weeks away for some JJ master's class to try to figure out how to play quarterback while he's on the bench. That's not what they can afford to do because he missed all of last year. Like, the clock is ticking. He's only played 2 games. They cannot just throw games away. So that's why I don't think this is passing the smell test in terms of a soft benching. The guy's legitimately hurt.
Okay. But again,
I think he's legitimately.
I want you to say then that he has broken the mold. Like, he is the one quarterback that gets injured and gets an ankle sprain that can miss 6 games. No other quarterback that can happen with just him. I want you to say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He has broken the mold. And we'll see him next week, and this will all be forgot because he will now be playing because he's now been healed from his high ankle sprain that he suffered in September.
Do you think it's ridiculous that he hasn't played?
I think he's hurt. I just don't know why. So why is week 9 the magic week that he gets a return from benching? Nobody can explain that.
Because they have to play him at some point. If he plays, I'm not convinced he's even going to play next week.
If he doesn't play, I'm with you. But I think he is going to play. And I think it's just been
he had 6 weeks. They can't not play him. They have to play him.
I mean, if they were benching him, they already know that he sucks. So why do they need to play him? They can make their decision already.
Because they suck. Because they suck anyway. So you might as well suck with the young quarterback and hope he gets better.
To me, it doesn't hold up for me. It doesn't.
But Femi, you literally said out loud, he has broken the mold, and you think that's more likely than what I'm saying.
Yes, because they need to see him play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You better you bet on this Friday. Tyler Morales joins us here. If we were still alive in Survivor, guys, who would we take to survive into week 9?
I mean, we already use Patriots. I mean, Patriots, if you haven't used New England, that's what I would recommend. But we already used New England. It was week 4, week 5, whatever the hell it was. I actually think that, like, for us, I would actually recommend Kansas City. Just because I think a lot of people are going to look to save Kansas City. That would be my suggestion. They play Thanksgiving. They play Christmas in the pool that we're in. It would be firing a very valuable bullet. But I do think this week, with all the touchdown favorites, it just smells like we're going to get some chaos to me. I would actually recommend Kansas City as the choice.
I would say the Colts or the Falcons, Tyler.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button. Yes, those are my two. The Falcons and the Colts. Probably the Falcons get a quarterback upgrade if Cousins plays. And how would the Titans be in the Colts? To me, like, I thought this was like, I wish we were still in because this felt like a free square. So with either the Colts or the Falcons. So those are my two. I don't think there's even thinking about using anybody else. I think one of those two.
See, here's my thing with Atlanta, is that I think Penix is going to play, and I think he's going to be compromised. That's what would scare me with Atlanta. Like, if said he's benched, or not benched, if he said he's hurt and inactive, and it's Kirk Cousins, great, let's do Falcons. But if he's out there on a gimpy foot, like, weird stuff can happen with a quarterback that's hurt. So I would actually, that's why I'm not, like, down with Atlanta. But, yeah, Colts, we could do that one, but I think Indianapolis is probably going to be, Indianapolis and Atlanta, I think, are going to be your 1-2 most popular picks. Just because I don't think anyone else is going to look to save Atlanta for anything down the line.
The be a man pick this week is the Houston Texans.
Is there one? Oh. I don't think I can do it.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
I'm actually, like, I'm pretty confident that they're going to win this week against the Niners.
The betting market agrees with you. We're out to 2.5 in a handful of places now. I mean, if we get 3, I'd bet San Francisco plus 3 if that happens. But
it's not going to get there, though, right?
I mean, everyone keeps betting Houston.
It'll bounce right back if it does.
It's like, it's been Houston all week long. Is there another B? That might be the only B. Everything else is 3 or more. That's the only B a man option we have this week. A lot of big favorites. Would you ever consider Cincinnati?
Honestly, like,
we don't know the quarterback for the Jets.
This is what I love. Like, this is all you need to know about the Bengals. The Jets officially declared their best offensive player and their best defensive player both out today, and the betting market moved towards the Jets.
That is correct.
Like, it was 6.5, and now it's 6. The Bengals have, like, either the worst or the second worst defense in the league. Like, I don't know how you could ever be comfortable taking the Bengals.
Yeah. Is Hendrickson playing? He's questionable. We don't know what's
honestly,
what his status is.
I would be, if we weren't going to take the Colts or the Falcons, I would pound the Indies, the number one choice with the bullet. I would say we should be men and take the Texans.
Oh, Indy Colts. Over Houston for me. Yeah, Colts.
Easy, Colts.
Yeah, I can't do Houston. It's just, I don't know.
You don't want to be a man?
No, not this week. There's only one be a man option. No.
No, definitely not. I'll just take the Colts at 14-point favorites. I'm good on being a man.
Yeah. Well, here's Cam Ward. 350 yards.
For a second. Yeah, I mean, look, like, the Colts are going to win. But we might want to save Indianapolis. It looks like they're going to win, like, 13 games. Just saying. All right. Yeah. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start the hour with two tremendous guests. Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Glavine at 20 past the hour. We'll start things off college football with our friend Colin Wilson.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.